Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to John 10 and then also to Mark 15. But we're going to start in John 10. In verse 10, the Word of God says in the B part, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I think this is one of the things that plagues Christianity, is that they know that Christ is the source of life. They know that they need the Word of God. They know that it is imperative to operate in faith. But they don't have life more abundantly. I think it is a sense of great frustration for many Christians that the life that they possess is not as fulfilling as they like. And it's difficult for them to admit that to themselves because they know that that is not how it ought to be. But it is that way much of the time. So the Word of God tells us, though, that there is a life that is abundant. Now, the Word of God also says in Mark 15 that Joseph brought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in a sepulcher which was hewn out of rock, and they rolled a stone unto the door of that sepulcher. And in Matthew 27 and verse 60, he laid it in his own new tomb, and he rolled a great stone. It took Roman soldiers to move that stone. The stone was sealed with a Roman seal, and there was a Roman guard, but there was a great stone that was placed in front of the sepulcher. Now, in Matthew 28 and verse 2, the Word of God says, Behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. What happened? Now, at this point, the work had been already finished in John 19:30. The blood had already been shed. What happened? The payment had been taken care of. Security for the believer was eternal. What happened? There was a great stone, and it got removed. You see, many believers live in a twofold life when instead they are meant to live in a threefold life. They live with the cross, they live with the blood, but they don't live with a rolled away stone. What is the significance of the rolled away stone? You see, albeit Christ was resurrected on the third day, the stone had to be moved away in order for that resurrection life to be manifested. And if that stone was not rolled away, there would be no manifestation of His resurrected life. The stone had to be rolled away. The problem that many believers have is they have everything they need to possess the life of God, but they don't possess it. They have everything they need to possess resurrection life, but there is no manifestation of resurrection life. And so they don't have life more abundantly. What they have is a death and a blood and a burial. And they have a positional resurrection with no practical experience of what it means to have abundant life. Why? Because this stone has never been rolled away. What does it mean to roll away the stone? See, I can possess resurrection life and never experience it. So what does it mean to roll away the stone? The Word of God said in Matthew 16:18, Jesus said to Peter, "You are Peter, you are a stone." And then He made the contrast with Himself, "But upon this rock that is Me, but you are a stone, you are a portion of that." You see, that's what it means, that I am a stone. And I am a stone that is a part of a portion of a great cliff. But I am simply a stone. And I'm not anything more than the stone. And until that stone is rolled away, there will be no practical manifestation of resurrection life, because resurrection life is going to be covered. And I'm still going to be in a tomb, even though I am forgiven, even though I am guilt-free, although I have been cleansed, although I have no consciousness of sin, although my conscience has been purged, I don't get plagued by the sins of the past, I still possess no resurrection life because the stone is still in the way. So long as the stone is in front of the tomb remains sealed. And all that Christ was and all that Christ did was laid in that tomb, but the tomb remained sealed. And resurrection could never have a practical manifestation as long as that tomb was sealed. This is why God has to break the believer. He needs to break that natural seal so that the stone can be rolled away. Why do you think bad things happen? Because God has to break the stone in order to roll it away. This is the thing that plagues many believers. The stone never gets rolled away. And so long as the stone is in front of the tomb, the resurrection never becomes my practical experience. In John chapter 11 and verse 41, they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And this is talking about Lazarus. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and He said, "Father, I thank You that You have heard Me, and I knew that Thou hearest Me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that Thou hast sent Me." And when He thus had spoken, He cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." Lazarus was resurrected from the dead. He was dead for 4 days. And so long as the stone was in front of the tomb, Lazarus stinketh. In other words, Lazarus could never get beyond himself. Lazarus could never get beyond what the natural man really is. And Lazarus already had positional righteousness because he was a believer. In Revelation 13:8, the blood had already been shed for Lazarus, and in Hebrews 4:3, because he was a believer. The crucifixion had already taken place, although not in time, but in eternity, because Lazarus was a believer. But still he was in the tomb and it stinketh. Still there was nothing more than a flesh production, even though he had everything he needed to experience resurrection life, except one thing. He had the stone in place. And because he had the stone in place, he could not yet respond to Jesus calling to him. So long as the stone is in place, the believer will never be able to respond to the calling of God in the fullness of resurrection life. We need for the stone to be rolled away. This is the source of great frustration for so many believers. They understand the cross, they understand the blood, they understand the resurrection, but they can never experience the life of it. Because the stone has never been rolled away. What does it mean that the stone is rolled away? Well, John 3:30, the Baptist said, I must decrease and he must increase. In other words, in my own life, I can have a tomb that possesses the results of the cross and the blood, but is still nothing more than a tomb. And the tomb can be a covering to the manifestation of the life that is more abundant. I need to decrease. Do you get this? We see this as believers as a negative. So often we see it as an ascetic thing, when in fact it is the complete opposite. I need to decrease. Because if I decrease, He'll increase. Why does the Word of God say that His presence, in His presence there is the fullness of joy? Why don't believers experience the fullness of joy? Because they're covering the opening to the tomb. The stone has not been rolled away. They are still increased. And God is still decreased. And even though the work is finished, its practical experience never benefits them so long as they are increased. I wish every believer would simply roll away the stone. Put off the old man. Put off strife. Put off evaluation according to self. Put off responses to external initiations according to the way those initiations affect self. So long as a believer lives in this, there is a stone and it is blocking off their resurrection life. That believer can never experience the fullness of God because they are far too increased. And while the blood has been shed, while the cross has been, while Christ has been crucified, they never experience that resurrection life, even though it is theirs to experience. Because the stone has not been rolled away. Roll away the stone. This is why a great deal of strife and a great deal of anxiety take place in people's lives. This is why a great deal of worry and concern. Young people, roll away the stone when it comes to your futures. Because God already planned your futures. But you cannot enter into the fullness of the experience until the stone is rolled away. Then your future will still be mingled with death, even though you've been given eternal life. Roll away the stone. Have self decrease. How many people take such consideration about what they want and give so little consideration to what God would have? And they seek counsel and they seek understanding and they seek ways, strategies, and they never achieve. They never get to a place of joy. They never get to a place of fulfillment. They live in perpetual anxiety, perpetual frustration, perpetual moods, perpetual whatever. that is produced by the flesh simply because they're too big. Roll away the stone. When the Savior's stone was rolled away, eternal life poured out. Eternal life was present within the tomb, but it never poured out until the stone was rolled away. So long as there's a stone in my life, so long as I am in my life, if you know what I mean, so long as I'm so big, resurrection life will never pour out. The frustration that is caused by that, knowing what is yours and never being able to experience it, causes some believers to out and out quit. Some believers even go so far as to kill themselves because the stone is in the way. Get rid of the stone. So long as the stone is in the way, I will never get the fullness of the Word of God. I'll hear the Word of God, I'll even appreciate the Word of God, but I'll never get the fullness of its benefit. Mark 4:16 says, "These likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the Word, immediately receive it with gladness." They didn't reject the Word. They loved the Word. They saw the benefit of the Word. They enjoyed the Word. They were happy to hear the Word. They pursued it. They wouldn't miss. They received it with gladness and have no roots in themselves, and so endure but for a time. That believer is capable of sticking it out, but not all that long. Eventually, the mood will take over. Eventually, the fear will take over. Eventually, the frustration will take over. The anxiety, whatever it is that is of the natural man, it will eventually take over, even though they enjoyed the Word. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the Word's sake, immediately they are offended. Too much of the stone. When the stone is rolled away, the stone cannot be offended. Have you ever met somebody who gets easily offended? Have you ever met someone who sees something negative about everything or everyone? They're huge. That person is typically very unhappy. Why? Because they're constantly being offended. Because they're not experiencing the fullness of life because the stone is in the way. Roll the stone away. If the stone is rolled away, there is no offense. There's simply resurrection life, and that's all that there is. When the stone is removed, then the soil is not stony. Then the soil becomes very fertile and rich and susceptible to the seed. It becomes very penetrable. It becomes full of life for that which has been sown into it. But that believer never develops a deep root because there's stones in the way. I would say the single biggest thing that plagues believers is the stone. Everything else that believers have that plagues them comes out of the stone. If there's familiarity, it's because the stone is still in the way. If there's negativity, it's because the stone is still away, in the way. If there is offense, it's because the stone is in the way. If there is criticism, it's because the stone is in the way. If there is anger, it's because the stone is in the way. If there is lust, it's because the stone is in the way. If there is anxiety, it's because of the stone. If there is nervousness, it's because of the stone. If there is frustration, it's because of the stone. Roll the stone away. If you seek to save your life, you're seeking to restore the stone. And there's no resurrection life that will be manifested in that. The fullness of life doesn't come from me. The fullness of life comes from the Spirit giving it to me. But so long as the stone is in the way, it will never be manifested. So I will never enjoy its provision, though I possess that eternal life. Have you ever met someone like that? There's a lot of them. Folks, roll the stone away. If you want the fullness of life, if you want life that Christ came to give that is more abundant, roll the stone away. But so long as that stone is large, then the tomb is sealed. So long as you're very big in your life, resurrection life is not flowing. Resurrection life is the life of God. It's not flowing. As soon as that stone is removed, the resurrection life of God pours out. As soon as I decrease, He increases. You see, when Lazarus was called by God into resurrection life, the stone was first removed, but the death and the burial happened first. And so in Mark 8:34, the Word of God said, if I want to go after God, yes, I deny myself, I pick up my cross, but then I roll the stone away so that I may follow Him. Apart from that, I'll never have the abundance of life. But with that, with a rolled away stone, I'll have the life of Christ in me that comes through being crucified with Him in Galatians 2:20. Amen?